Good morning. Well, God bless you all. Good to be with you this morning. I know we have a couple visitors, so welcome to everybody. You're always welcome here. I was talking to the kids not too long ago about the children of Israel, and I was telling them about all the Israelites, you know, and how the children of Israel built a temple, and the children of Israel, went through the Red Sea, and the children of Israel did this, that, the other thing. One kid goes, "Didn't the grown-ups do anything?" But anyway, our first reading talks about the children of Israel, and it calls them the children of the good, and it's the little flock that Jesus is talking about in our gospel today. I was thinking about when I was one kind of chapter of my vocation story, how I ended up to be a priest that I had kind of forgotten about, was brought to my memory just the other day. Like most high schoolers, towards the end of their time in high school, I was kind of thinking, I remember during that time in my life, like, what's my next step in life? And I was conflicted about all of these things. I knew sure as heck I wasn't going to Purdue, but I wasn't sure, like, where am I going? You know, what is my next step? And at the bottom of my heart, in the back of my head, I knew I was going to be a priest. And I knew that God had placed that there, but I wasn't wanting it at the moment. And so I just couldn't get it out of my head, though. So I wasn't able to sleep one night. And about 2:30 in the morning, I remember I said, fine, I give up. It was a Saturday night, Sunday morning. Turn on the television, and I'm scrolling through the TV, and I come across an episode of a series I had never watched before. You've probably seen it, House, about the doctor, you know. And I had never seen this thing before, but I turned it to this. And I stopped as I was flipping through the channels because there was a nun, and she was lying down on her sickbed, and as it turns out, she just came face to face with the reality that she was going to die, and that her illness was terminal. And so the doctor, who turned out to be Dr. Chase, is talking with her, and she says, "I hate to admit it, but I'm afraid to die." And the doctor, Dr. Chase, he says, "Do you know, I used to be in the seminary." And sister says, "Well, what made you leave?" And he said, "The question came to me, faith or fear? And I chose fear. And now as you need to choose faith," or something along those lines. Well, that was like, hello, you're going to be a priest to moment. But like, the Spirit does wild things. But anyway, like that question, faith or fear, I think we get that question more than once in the course of our lives. And that question is, in a way, in our readings today. Let's start with fear. Look how Jesus begins the gospel today. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock." Do you know how many times God says not to be afraid in the Bible? 365. One for every day of the year. Huh? It's almost like God doesn't want us to live in fear. What are we afraid of? Well, Jesus hits on it here. Most of the time, our fear comes from the prospect of losing something. Most people live in fear because they're afraid of losing their reputation. They're afraid of losing their money or their job. They're afraid of losing a relationship. They're afraid of what might happen if they do this. They're losing that security. They're afraid of losing their health. They're afraid of losing the health of somebody that they love. We tend to be afraid when we have the prospect of losing. But look what Jesus says. Jesus says, "Do not be afraid, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Now sell all your belongings and give alms." What is Jesus saying? Jesus is saying, if we give everything to Jesus, then we don't have anything. But we have everything, actually. But like, we don't have to fear losing anything. We give our kids to Jesus at baptism. And so should tragically something happen, they're Jesus's. And we give our lives to Jesus. Like, we give everything to Jesus, come what might. It's Jesus's. No big deal. I could die tomorrow and I'd be a happy man. Especially because I went to confession yesterday. And whatever, like, right? Like, my life, who cares? It's just a life. And like, the thing of it is that if we give it all to Jesus, then we can't lose anything because it's not ours, it's His. Does that make sense? And so we give it all to the Lord. And that's how we don't have to live in fear. Because it's all His. And we don't have to fear losing because we don't have anything after all. But look, what we actually do have is everything because we have Jesus. And Jesus says, I am pleased to give you the kingdom. But we won't get the kingdom if we're clutching on to something else and we're so afraid to lose that thing or that person. Give it to Jesus. Faith, that's fear. What about faith? Look at our second reading. By faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, he went out not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned to the promised land. By faith, he dwelled in tents with Isaac and Jacob. By faith, he received power to generate, even though he was an old man and the woman that he was with was sterile. By faith, by faith, by faith. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac. By faith, by faith, by faith. Look what faith has done for Abraham. And friends, like, our faith has power. Look at this church. Look at all the churches that are like it in the whole wide world, built by faith. How many food pantries our church operates, built by faith. How many schools our church operates, all built by faith. How many hospitals our church operates, all built by faith. What the faith has built is absolutely nothing short of incredible and breathtaking. And our faith has done that. But I pray that, like, when I die, hopefully not tomorrow, but when I die, somebody could write a little thing about my life like this. By faith, Father Mike did this, did this, did this, did this. What would the litany say about you? By faith, what have you done? By faith, what have I done? It's a good question for us. And here's the thing is that we talk about losing faith and things, you know, and that happens. It usually doesn't happen at one moment. It's kind of like little piece by little piece. We don't do this in Catholic weddings, but in some weddings, I've seen it at receptions, too. Like, they have like the sand, you know, the groom has one color sand, the bride has another, and then there's a third color that's in there that's supposed to represent God. And they all come together, and then they're all mushed together, and the idea being that you can't really separate them. But you can. And our thing with God is like our color sand, His color sand, all put together. When we lose faith, we piece by piece take our grains of sand out. And at first it might seem like a little decision. Oh, I'm not going to go to church today. Next week maybe. But little grain of sand back. Or I'm not going to do this. I'm not. And we piece by piece become separated from God. Faith is what unites us. And holy smokes, what we can do when we're cooperating with the Lord. You know? And what can happen is nothing short of absolutely incredible. We either use our faith or we lose it. We practice it or we lose it. And we have to practice it all of the time. I think a good question for us then is faith or fear? What's it going to be? Faith or fear? And we choose faith 10,000 times more. And we ask ourselves in prayer, I think, good idea. What has my faith brought me to do in my life? Where have I really gone out on a limb? Or what's maybe God calling me right now to do? I put these by the doors. It's called the Act of Faith. You can pick one up as you leave. It's a beautiful tradition to pray this every day, to pray for more faith. We need more faith all of the time. And because you remember, the Bible says that even a mustard seed of faith is pretty powerful. And we pray for more and more all the time. And so pray this every day. Put it on your fridge. It'd be a good thing. On the other side is how to make a good confession. And that's because the third Friday of the month is coming up. And from now on, Father Paul and I are going to hear confessions for 12 hours on the third Friday of the month, right over there. So y'all are welcome. And some people say, I just don't know how. Well, here's how. And it's good to make a good confession. Let's thank the good Lord for all of our blessings and help us and ask His help that we might always choose faith and never fear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.